Well, Donald Trump met with the president. He's already been hunkered down with advisors all week long, and he's been learning the presidency is no game. But in classrooms across the country, students are playing president. They're using a free video game designed by an educational group that's founded by retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. And here to tell us more about this is WNYC Shamita Basu. Shamita, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Richard.
So explain what this game is all about.
Yeah, so it was created by iCivics, as you said, founded by Justice O'Connor to bring civics education to classrooms across the country. And the game is called Win the White House, and it lets you model a presidential campaign. It's been very popular this year. It was played 2.2 million times in the month of October alone.
Okay, so what do you do? You pick whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, and then you say the system's rigged.
Pretty much, yeah. So it lets you start by picking a party, and then you build your platform based on issues, and you even have to fundraise to keep moving along. It's pretty hard, or at least that's what I heard from some of the students who've been playing it. I called up Bronx Latin High School, and I spoke to two 12th grade students. First, you'll hear from Raven Lee Del Valle, and then you'll hear Juan Rafael Guzman. And I asked them about their game strategy.
Sometimes they don't always pay attention to the small states. And most of the time during an election, those could be the most crucial because you could win certain states, but then it's the small ones that will help you boost it up to get 270.
I've always seen politics as kind of like a complex issue, but it definitely has changed how I see the Electoral College and how things go.
Okay, so these kids understand the Electoral College now. I mean, that's a lot more than adults.
Yeah, I know. And not only that, they have some insight into this unconventional election and what many people found to be a surprising outcome. I was speaking to the executive director of iCivics yesterday. Her name is Louise Dubay, and she said students who've played will understand why Donald Trump won.
It's very clear that what happened is Donald Trump flipped some states, right? They flipped from blue to red. And I think you can do that if you run as a maverick in our game.
So now that the election's over, there's a new game from iCivics. Again, it's free. It's online. It's called Executive Command. And it lets you play as president. And you have to balance all these crazy powers of the executive branch.
Okay. Shamita Basu, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.